If you have a question for Dave and Tom to address in future programs, stay tuned. We'll let you know where to send it at the end of this broadcast. You're listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. We turn now to our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and continue our exploration of the doctrine of salvation. Here are Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.
Continuing where we left off last week, we're in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4. We're going to pick up with verse 43. But first, Dave, just to let some of our listeners know, we're going through the Gospel of John because we think it's a very important... The Word of God is the Word of God, so it's all terrific. But going through the Gospel of John, it really tells us about who Christ is, what he did for us in one book. So that's our encouragement to our listeners, particularly those who have never read the Bible before. Get started. Start with the Gospel of John. Verse 43. Now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Now, I've used that with regard to, in my own life, my younger sister. She and her husband and their children witnessed to me. But because this was my younger sister, I used to say, well, you know, a prophet has no honor in his family, and especially if she's your younger sister and so on. But there's a truth there.
Well, he certainly was rejected in Nazareth, his hometown where he grew up. This is a well-known saying. I mean, even the secular world talks about a prophet has no honor in his own city. Nothing breeds contempt like familiarity. Mm-hmm. In some cases, not in the case of Jesus, but in some cases it's because those in your own family, in your own country, they know you better than others do. And you can travel a great distance and come and stand on in a pulpit and preach, and they don't know what a failure you are in your family life, perhaps, in your daily life. But you come as sort of an expert from afar with a briefcase. And so there's some reason why a prophet maybe doesn't have honor mm-hmm. in his own country like he has elsewhere, because maybe he isn't deserving of it, and in his own family, in his own country, they know him better. On the other hand, there is some familiarity with a person. Who is this person, as they said to Jesus? I mean, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this the guy, you know, from the carpenter shop? Mm-hmm. Who is he that we could... Yeah. Pay attention to him.
Did anything good come out of Nazareth?
Yeah. So this is something that is recognized the world over. When he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. That's the Passover. I think it's referring to, we just read it a few weeks ago in chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. So they were up there. They receive him. They recognize him. Why, this is the miracle worker. And there's a certain nobleman. He comes into Cana of Galilee where he made the water wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum, and he comes, and when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. That really takes us back to chapter 2, Tom, mm-hmm. where, let's go back there just for a moment,
okay.
where it says, when he was in Jerusalem, the Passover, on the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. He says elsewhere, a wicked and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Jesus warned that there were false prophets would come bringing signs and wonders that would mm-hmm. be so convincing, convince even the elect, if possible. I think Jesus is warning us, and he does not take favorably to those who all they're interested in is signs and wonders. Mm-hmm. They don't want the truth. And that is a big problem in the church today. People run everywhere after signs and wonders.
But there's some confusion there, because on the one hand, we see the signs and wonders effective for demonstrating who this is. And certainly Jesus was the miracle worker. But is it their heart? Is it the individuals who...
All they're interested in is miracles, Tom. You get it in chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
Remember these that pursue him across the lake. He walked on the water across the lake. They wonder how he got there.
But then why didn't Jesus just preach the word?
Well, he did it because he was meeting a need.
Right.
To show God's love, and that sickness is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's our problem. We brought it upon us ourselves through our sin, and it gets worse and worse and worse. But those in chapter 6, they pursue Jesus. They're going to make him a king, their king, and they're going to take him by force to make him their king, if you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought the king was supposed to be the ruler. How can you... force the king.
This just shows the heart of man.
Right. And all they're interested in is, well, they saw him feed 5,000 people with a few loaves and fishes. They want and heal multitudes. All they are interested in is feeding their stomachs
and being healed. He's a chuck wagon, right?
And Jesus, look, that's not all he came to do. But it's to heal the soul, to deliver us from self within. And if they're not interested in that, then he's not interested in revealing himself to them. So it says, Jesus did not commit himself. It says when they saw the miracles, he did not commit himself to them. He knew all men. He knew what was in their hearts. But then, you know, we went through it weeks ago. Nicodemus, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He comes, chapter 3, verse 1. He believes in the miracles. The miracles have caused him to believe. We know you're a teacher come from God. Nobody can do the miracles you do except God is with you. Then Jesus is able to explain to this man, Nicodemus, it's not enough to believe in miracles, but you must be born again. And Nicodemus becomes a believer. So over here, Jesus is saying to this man, come and heal my son. And Jesus says, look, all you're interested in is signs and wonders. And the nobleman says, please, sir, come down before my child dies. Well, Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth. Jesus took sympathy upon him. Now, we don't know whether this man's heart was really right, whether all he was interested in was signs and wonders, but Jesus took pity upon him and healed his son instantly right then. Tom, it's a problem today. There are people in the church, that's all they preach about, prosperity and healing. There are others, that's all they want to hear, and they will travel around the world to find some new miracle center where signs and wonders are occurring. And the indictment that Jesus gives in Matthew 7 of those who say to him, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? In your name we cast out devils. In your name we did miracles. Jesus says, I will say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Now, what was their problem? They put the emphasis upon signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big emphasis today. And that's all some people want to know. But the truth is what sets us free. The truth delivers us from self and sin and brings us into a relationship with the Lord. So this is what Jesus is saying here. He's reproving this man a bit, but he takes pity upon him. And Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him. And he went his way. That was something to believe in Jesus. Verse 51, as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Well, this dear man, it seems to me that he has become a real believer in Jesus, not just as a miracle worker, but his faith must have gone deeper than that. He must have heard Jesus preach, and he's come to believe in him. But as you say, it was through the healing. That's what caused him to believe. Mm-hmm. And we're not putting down healing. That's legitimate.
No, we believe the Lord the same yesterday, today, and forever. But certainly we'd encourage people out there who have a penchant for signs and wonders. Check their own heart. See if you're seeking after him or what he does.
Do we seek the gifts or the giver of the gifts? He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We've talked about that in the past, Hebrews 11:6. And I shared that I remember as a young Christian thinking, wow, here's the formula for success. I can get that big house and that car and big salary and so forth, because if I seek him, he'll reward me with these things. Doesn't say that. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, then, if I'm seeking him, I want to be rewarded with him. Mm-hmm. And it would be a bad bargain if instead of him, I got the whole world and lost my soul. This is the problem. So this man, I think, came to know Jesus in a new way.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. To contact Martin and Deidre Bobgan's ministry and learn more about their teaching materials, or to subscribe to their free newsletter, call them at 800-216-4696 or visit their website at www.psychoheresy-aware.org. If you are a diligent student of God's Word, our ministry makes available a wide selection of teaching materials, including books, tapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and others. And here's information about a great new offering. In ancient ages, the great Hebrew prophets predicted that before the coming of their promised Messiah, there would be specific fulfillments of their prophecies to signal the end of the age. But not until the Jews returned to the land in 1948 did those signs become evident. Today, after some 50 years back in the land, the realized predictions are crystal clear, even to the casual observer. From the mountains flowing with sweet wine, to the wars of the Jews, to the rebuilding of the third Jewish temple, to the sealed eastern gate, and much more. You will experience and see it all as 25 Messianic Signs presents an unfolding drama of the prophetic signs pointing to the pivotal event of our time. The return of the Messiah. Video producer Ken Klein.
Gary, the fact that Israel is in the land today is one of the principal reasons why we should be looking for the coming of the Messiah. When you get this film, it will encourage your faith, and it is a resource to help you reach loved ones for Christ.
See the land, see the people, see the places. 25 Messianic Signs, a new video from the Berean Call. $20 includes shipping and handling. Information on how to order in just a moment. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 0551. And please mention the call letters of this station. Next week, Dave and Tom will begin a new series of programs based on Dave's book, In Defense of the Faith, and Is Evolution Science or Faith? The Dalai Lama speaks to America's youth. We'll look at that topic and examine the question, are we supposed to pray for the peace of Jerusalem? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you back again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.